Beaver Fever Friday. I'm Brian Schultz. BSU baseball team split with St. Cloud earlier this week, winning the opener 5-4, dramatic fashion in the bottom of the seventh. Dylan Weld with the game-winning hit. Congratulations, Dylan.
Thank you.
Sorry to be so blunt, but you've struggled at the plate until probably the last week or maybe week and a half. What's changed?
I don't know. We've been working a lot in practice, just spreading out and making contact. And the last 2 days we've been working on late in the game situations, two strikes, two outs, and I was fortunate enough to get in that position and get a barrel on the ball.
Walk us through the at-bat.
He threw me a couple balls down the zone, and then he left me a slider right over the middle of the plate, hit it off the end, but just found a hole in the outfield.
When you're scuffling a little bit, do you want to be more aggressive or more patient?
You just got to find your pitch. You kind of get over-aggressive and just start swinging at stuff you don't want. But recently I've been seeing the ball better and just putting the barrel on it.
What's it like in the dugout after a situation like that?
It was a lot of fun winning a ball game for the team and just knowing you competed hard and got it done.
St. Cloud State's ranked 10th in the country for a reason. They're a pretty good baseball team. You guys really never gave up, even though even in the second game got a little out of hand as of late, but you kept tallying on runs. It's kind of the mentality of this team, isn't it?
Yeah, we always fight to the end. Sometimes it comes on in the late in the game, but we're always scratching and battling, trying to get runs late in the game and just come back no matter what the score is.
Good luck this weekend against Augie.
Thank you very much.
For more information about the BSU baseball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.